This is the Don and Mike Show.
The alien has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel. And he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
The Don and Mike Show.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
So I'm going winky tink down the hallway, and I've completely gotten the father's guilt out of my mind. I'm completely, it's winky tink down in the lavatory.
Yeah.
Wet thing, all that, whatever you're supposed to say. And I walk by Colette, and the Colette says to me, "So you're going to have the sleepover with your girls?"
Oh,
and all
just
the
keep
guilt,
picking at the scab.
All the guilt came back. I just wanted to thank her and send her off on the weekend. Can we call Colette at the front
desk? It's 527, which means we're open for three more minutes. I'm sure she's there.
It's a Friday.
Fast.
Colette's kind of like that guy in the commercial, you know, where they have the stuntman.
The Bud Light commercial.
2 minutes past closing.
Run,
time. Hey, Colette.
Yes.
I can't hear her, Joe.
Turn the fader on, Joe.
Hello, are you there, Colette?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You made me feel so guilty.
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
Do you? Do you really feel sad?
Because, yes. Colette, that's not really the reason I called. Because, I did tell you what I'm going to do, right?
Right.
I'm going to have a Valentine's party.
Yeah, an early Valentine's.
Little early Valentine's
party. Is Colette
party.
Coming to your house for that?
She's not coming, but I really don't call Colette to discuss that. I just call her. Rob, you're going to need to talk to her.
Sure.
And I want to give her a little Friday.
Okay, very good. Colette, do you have any plans for the weekend?
No.
I'm
waiting for the snow.
I'm frankly shocked that you're still at the desk because we're closing in less than 2 minutes.
I'll have to stay here until 5:30.
I know. Do you ever move the clock forward?
No.
No, you never have done that?
No.
I saw that on the Flintstones once.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Mike has just flashed Colette.
And you know what's good? And she's gone.
Yeah.
What's great is Mike gives her a different show every time.
He changes it up.
He does, and I think that's magical. He should be back in a moment. Perhaps he'll. I don't want to see the show.
Mostly, he just shows his bare chest.
I just want to know, what did you do for the show?
Special choreography.
Uh-huh. Oh, very nice.
It involved my stomach
dancing.
Yes. Really enjoyed it.
She did you do the thing
it.
Where you roll the quarter up?
No, this was what I like to call the protruding stomach bird flap.
Well, really I wish you could have heard the laugh. It was really magical.
A lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's time for the Friday favorite.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
And let's open that door one more time and see which one of Mike's psychotic personalities will be joining us this week. Hi.
I don't understand. I don't understand that the door opened and closed and then opened and closed again. He shut the door on my face.
Yes.
It's not proper. It's not good. Off you go.
Okay. Well, from American Idol, we're joined by one of the hottest stars in America.
Hello.
And Britain, Simon Cowell. Simon, how are you?
I'm not well. Why am I here? I don't understand it. I don't know why I'm
all right,
here.
Hello,
Rob. Hello, Buzz.
I'll put it in a nutshell for you.
What can I just say? Yes. We're here. We're trying to do the radio program. What are you wearing?
Myself?
The name is Rob.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
This is it's a poor.
Rob Spiewak.
Now, the jingle is very, very much cabaret singer. I don't think
don't
there's any
that.
Way at all. And you, I understand, don't watch the show. Your name
no,
is Buzz?
Yes, that's my name.
All right, off you go. What I want to say is Idol.
What?
Idol is very successful, but
what
I understand there's a bit Idol.
What are you saying?
Very successful, but you cannot expect
what
to
is Idol
survive.
Mean?
Idol. American
Idol. Oh, American Idol. Yes.
You cannot expect to survive in the workplace if you're wearing that outfit.
No.
What that outfit says to me
yes?
is I'm not a very rich and powerful producer. What I am is a little boy in a man's body.
Little boy.
And it's not going to work. I know you surround yourself. Everyone here, first of all, who constructed the studio? It's appalling. It's ghastly. There's no way you can come in every day. And it's my job to entertain, and I know what entertainment is. Mm. I can't come in here to this studio and expect to perform up to my capabilities when it looks like it's completely surrounded by asbestos.
It does look like that, doesn't
it? It's disgusting. It's ghastly.
We've grown accustomed to it.
It's
now,
home.
Perhaps if you
Explain the outfit to me, Rob. You're wearing, let me, if I can describe it, he's wearing a collar that has never, in my estimation, ever seen any type of an iron.
It never has.
It looks like it seriously has just come out of some sort of mud bath, and it's wrinkled beyond a shadow of recognition.
Over here on this side of the Atlantic.
Now, those pants, are those parachute pants? They're very 1970.
They are parachute pants.
Let me ask you a question. Why are your shoes undone? What's the purpose of that?
Oh, that's easy to explain.
Why do you have them undone?
Laziness.
Laziness.
Yes, they're high.
Well, laziness is not going to get you through this competition.
I'm not in a competition.
You are always, life is a competition, and I'm in an extraordinarily bad mood.
Look how good
Please put them back on.
The other shoe comes
Please,
off.
Please, if you would.
Watch how easy it goes back on.
All right, here's what I'd like you to do. I understand that I've been asked to come by to simply analyze each and every one on the staff.
Oh,
you
know,
bring
you're wrong.
Them to me, put them in front of me. I will speak with each of them, and I will let them know if they are going to be a yes or a no.
Oh, well, good.
You know,
as far as you're concerned, I'm very sorry. It's a no.
You know that we're doing a game, too,
I'm
right?
just being honest with you.
I know you're honest, but I want to make sure you understand
Rob's
why you're...
EWAC, as far as I'm concerned, it's a no. Off you go.
Oh, that's it?
Bring the other ones to me right now. Right. Whoever you select, I'd be glad to talk to
John
everyone.
Normand, please come in.
Right,
John Normand is screening our calls today.
And we're going to need a newsman to come into the studio also. That's all the way that's going to work.
What if I promise
everyone, not just now, all right? Don't jump the gun.
Do you see me rising?
The eager beaver.
What if I promise to do better?
If you promise to do better, it's still, I'm giving, what I'm trying to do is I'm giving you the kind of advice that's going to stand you very well in your career.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is don't aim for the stars when you can't even reach the ceiling.
All right.
Now, who is this young man?
This
Hello.
Is John Norman.
Hi there.
What's your name?
John Norman.
John Norman.
Yes.
What do you do?
I help Rob produce the show.
Why are you coming in here?
Because you asked for me.
No, that's not the answer you said. Because I want to be, repeat after me, please.
I want to be the next American Idol.
That's right. It's just not going to work. Who told you to shave your head? Whose idea was that?
Mine.
I'm sorry, it's a no. It's got to be a no. I know, you're doing this for comfort, or are you doing this for some sort of gag or some sort of look? What is the look? I think the best way for me to ask you the question,
the what?
The question.
About what show? Sure. What show are you on?
Idol.
Okay.
The question I would ask you, Mr. Norman, is what are you helping to accomplish with that hat? Where do you want to end up? What do you want to go?
Ease of maintenance.
Ease of maintenance. Mm-hmm. So what we've got lazy hair and ease of maintenance. So
that would be lazy
theme,
also.
If I can point out to all of you, the theme of the entire program seems to be easiness. And that, unfortunately, if you're going to succeed in show business, it requires a tremendous amount of effort, and I just don't see it happening.
Okay.
Off you go.
Thank
so
you.
So is he holding?
It's a no. I'm terribly
he's
sorry.
A no?
Wow.
He's a very much
you
no.
You want to give him a second chance?
Could you, John Norman?
Yes.
Is there a chance you could sing a bit of a Josh Groban song before you go?
Who's Josh Groban?
Off you go now. Thank you very much.
Had a chance.
I'm sorry. Terribly sorry. It's a no. Who's next? Bring them to me. I am very tired. I have a splitting headache. We have been in South Carolina all day long.
Lovely, isn't it?
It's terrible. I don't like it. And, you know, what are you thinking? What are all of you thinking? That's the question I have. Who else is coming before?
Well, we have Joe Ardinger right
here. Oh, my God. God.
Yes, he has a song, too.
I believe I'm looking at a man who's actually standing up and sleeping at the same time.
Could that be Joe?
What's your name?
Joe.
What do you do?
As little as possible.
Why are you here? What do you want to do? Why are you here before us?
I want to go home.
No, that's not the answer. The answer is I want to be...
Oh, I want to be the next American Idol.
Why do you think you're qualified? Because really you don't appear to be qualified to me.
You're probably right.
All right, that's good. That's the first thing. At least you accept the honesty, and I think that's going to serve you very, very well. But once again, are you wearing clothing because it's easy to wear and comfortable?
Yes.
Why not suits and ties and short pants for all of you?
Well, can you describe...
That's what I would recommend.
Exactly.
Like the guy in
ACDC? Incidentally, I think he's being smart. Don't be smart. Don't smart mouth me.
Now, you drive...
Really not good. It's not becoming. And I don't understand you. We've got so many opposites on your show. What you have is the boy that came in earlier,
John Norman.
He came in with a shaved head, and now you've got the rooster look, and it's far too young for you. You're an older man. Are you 40?
Yes.
It's disgusting to wear hair like that. You must try to do a look that's going to match your age. It's not right to be looking the way you're looking. You can't be a rock star. I know that's what you want to be, but it's just not going to work.
He can't be Bo Bice?
No. So I'm sorry. I've got to tell you something. After listening to you, that might be the most appalling performance that I've seen all day.
He hasn't
Thank
performed.
You. Oh, that's right. And before, could you sing something from Michael Bublé? Could you sing a Michael Bublé song?
Michael who?
That's it. Off you go. I'm terribly sorry. It's a no. Bring the other one to me.
Simon, I feel I got to interject here. Just
you can interject all you want, but it won't change that shirt.
You are.
That shirt. There's my catty term.
You're being saucy.
Yeah.
You're being mean.
I'm mean. I have a reason for being mean. I'm supposed to be mean on the show. People would not watch the show
but
if you had Randy and Paula all being so la-di-da-di nice, and you need someone to inject some caustic comments so that people will enjoy Idol.
But even on your scale, you're being especially mean. Do you feel well?
I don't. I have a headache, and I've also been straining.
Oh.
Oh.
That is really something that people should know, and I suppose your listeners might be interested to know some behind-the-scenes things about Idol.
I'd love to hear.
The fact is that most of the time, I am in a bad mood, and it is legitimate. I'm not tweaking it up. I think anyone can see the camera will not lie in
right.
that situation. And what I'm doing is I'm basically straining all the time. There's not a time that I have to do what I have to do where I don't strain.
You mean you really give your all to, like, offering criticism?
The standards and practices prohibit me from going into great detail.
Can I ask
about what I'm talking about? Let me see for your small ears, your small brains, if I can possibly express myself and tell you what I'm trying to tell you. I strain.
Okay.
Every time I have to do something, I strain.
I think
now,
I'm getting
it. I could point at it, but that would not serve your radio listeners. What I do is I strain.
Normally, I
strain when I first get up in the morning. I also strain when I have lunch. Right after I have lunch, I strain. And maybe twice or three times in the evening, I strain. Wow.
Does it have a lot to do with your lifestyle and rich hotel food?
It has a lot to do with something, but I'm not sure. I don't have time
All
to
right.
see. I wish I had time to see a physician. If I had time
a what?
To see a physician.
Over here, we call them doctors.
A physician. You can call them whatever you want, but of course, you've dumbed down our language. And you've been doing that for a number of years.
Yeah, and I guess
but
it's
I've
not
mocked on the show. The producers of Idol always say, oh, there's Simon, he must have been straining, and they're absolutely right. I'm terribly sorry. Mm. Bring the newsman in. I'd like
come
to
in,
talk
Buzz.
To
come
him,
in.
Please.
Now, remember a couple episodes ago where you stormed off the set?
I stormed off the set because they were mocking me, and I said I wasn't coming back, and what they found out is that I'm a man of my word, and if I say that I'm going to storm off, then I'm going to storm.
Did you storm off because you had to strain?
Why don't you take his microphone?
Go,
now, this appears to be oh, my.
What is it?
What is the outfit you're wearing?
Well, I think it's
first of all, no, don't answer yet. What's your name?
My name is Buzz.
Why are you here?
Because I want to be the next American Idol.
All right. Tell me why you think you should be the next American Idol.
Well, I just think it would be nice.
You think it would be nice?
I do.
So you didn't put a lot of thought into it?
Not really.
Thought this would be an easy competition?
It was a lark.
It's not an easy competition. This is a tremendously serious competition.
I understand.
If you're going to raise yourself to the next level, you have to really be dedicated. This is not a game, and if you think it's a game, you've come to the wrong place.
Oh, I never thought it was a game, Simon.
Well, you see, now you're smarting me again. You're
no,
smart-mouthing
no,
me.
No, I'm not. By the way,
swear.
Love your shirts.
All right, a quick song by Ashanti. Do you know anything by it? Do you know the lyric?
Actually, no. I
you
know
no lyrics.
Ashanti, per
have
se.
You, have, can you sing anything? I know that I have my sheet in front of me. It says, your name is Buzz.
That's correct.
Buzz Burbank. The outfit is not going to work for you.
Really? I thought it was one of the best outfits today.
You should probably dress it up if you're going to move on in the competition.
I'd be happy.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to look at you with my cold eyes, say, off you go, and say it's a no. It's a definite no. You're not moving on in the competition. What I would like to do, though, for you is I would like you to sing that song you sing, They All Live in Little Ticky-Tackies, or They're Coming to Take Me Away, something like that. What's
oh,
that?
Well,
how does that go?
I'm perhaps most famous for They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Right, off you go. Let's hear it.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha ha, they're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time.
Right.
It wasn't finished.
Now, you're finished now. Yeah. Let's face it. That is, without question,
what?
The worst performance that I think I've heard in the entire competition.
Oh, it's not possible.
I do believe that is the worst that I've ever heard. Who told you that you could sing?
Oh, no one.
No one's ever told me that. Right, off you go. It's a no. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Simon. I'm troubled.
This is why I strain at stool.
Simon, don't say that.
This, I finally came out and said it.
Okay.
Now, I understand your standards and practices.
Yes, you must
you
repeat.
You can say strain.
Right.
And then you can say a few other words.
Right.
You can say stool.
Right.
But if you put it together again, then I would be in trouble. Is
yes,
that how
but
it's
please
supposed
don't.
To work? You, very, very frustrating.
You've commented on all of
but
our
I
clothes.
I use the word that begins with a C, has an O-N-S-T-A. Could I say?
Yes, I think
constipation.
So. Yes, constipation. What?
I have tried every American product.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of your over-counter remedies do not work. I think what you have in this country, unfortunately, is a tremendous amount of advertising.
Yes.
Without a tremendous amount of medicine to back it up.
What about Metamucil?
Metamucil. Another, I've tried them all. Citracel, Metamucil.
X-Lax?
X-Lax. I've tried Fleet Enemas. Nothing. Nothing.
Milk of magnesia?
It is very, very frustrating. Unfortunately, the only thing that works is when I go back home and I enjoy my mom's scones.
What?
Scones.
Scones?
Eats
your
mom is
your mom's scones
mom makes them.
With raisins.
Is your mother still with
the
us?
Only thing. I don't believe she is, but her scones are still the recipe. We have a lovely bakery down in the south of Haverfordshire.
Where?
At, I'm not sure where it is. It's south of Haverfordshire where she loves the scones.
Now, you've taken the time to insult all of our outfits.
I understand. Is there anyone else that I could analyze? Is there anyone else here for the competition? We're sitting in the ballroom, and no one seems to be coming by. Fetch me someone.
John, I'm sure you can find someone to come.
No, you. I want you out. Off you go. Fetch you. You get up, take the headphones off, go, run along. Come on now.
I'd like you to discuss that outfit that you're wearing.
My outfit is wonderful. What I have on is I'm wearing a lovely, tight V-neck sweater that is showing off what many refer to as my mitts. I enjoy my mitts, and the fact is, it is muscle, it is not flab.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Lord. No, no, no.
Our commercial production director, Travis B. Bickle.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Travis.
What do you do?
I do all the commercials around here.
And why are you here, Travis?
Because I want to be the next American Idol.
Right. What are you going to be singing for us today?
I'm going to sing something from one of my favorite singers. His name is Ranelvis.
Ranelvis. Please, all right, off you go.
Come see the Elvish cup and ask Elvish what's up. That's all I have. I'm sorry.
That is the best performance that we have heard
thank
all
you,
day
is
long.
It?
Finally, we've got
thank
somebody
you.
That's got talent. My headache is going. I don't think I'm going to strain this evening. I think that is a fabulous job that you've done.
Thank
I
you.
Congratulate you. Now, the one thing I take issue with is the look. You, like everyone here, everyone is dressed like a bag lady, and it's not going to work in
that
the competition.
That is cabaret?
It's not cabaret. I think you've got a very interesting pop sound, and I don't think you were pitchy at all.
I thought it was the CBS dress code.
You're smarting me again. Everyone on your show seems to have back talk, and I'm not accepting it. Off you go. It's a no.
Oh, he can't
I
go to Hollywood?
My mind. A woman can change her mind. And that's what I've
what?
Just done.
Well, you said a woman.
A woman, yes. I feel that I am a woman trapped in a man's body. Out, out, off you go. There
he's
you go.
Crying.
Thank you very much.
You
no,
made
that
him
happened.
Cry.
Unfortunately, I was just being honest.
What?
That's what I was doing with him. Just being honest, Travis.
Can I be honest with
and
you?
And please take off the weight. Yes. Yes, Rob.
You're a queen.
I am an old queen, a British queen. I would love to stay, but I understand we're playing this silly little game. And
it's
I'm
not
doing this.
Silly.
All I am doing is promoting Idol. I'm looking at a bunch of sweatshirts and bad socks. I'm in a room that smells like urine, and I can no longer tolerate it.
And you need a break?
Straining.
Straining.
Off you go, stools.
Don't say it.
Are we going to commercial?
It's your call. Would you like one more audition?
I'd like one more audition.
I will go get you one.
There, off you go now. I want to see what we can happen. Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
Why don't you watch the show?
I'm just not a fan of talent shows.
You're not a fan of talent shows.
No,
it's not a talent show.
Reminds me of high school.
What we are is a star-making vehicle.
Well, if you think so.
We're
not
a star-making
Clarkson,
vehicle.
Really,
that's yeah. right. A very good star-making vehicle. Excuse me.
You count one.
Are you yawning for the love of God? You yawned during my performance.
You're
I cannot believe that. The man with the rooster hair
that's
right
Joe,
over
Joe
here
Ardinger.
Actually cracked a yawn that looked like King Kong.
I blame low blood sugar.
That is horrible and unacceptable. How can you possibly advance yourself? Son, is there any desire to advance yourself in the company?
No,
none whatsoever.
He's very happy where he is.
I congratulate you. Well, I'll judge more people and we will be here with more. Is there one more person? Very good. Oh, we have a lovely lady. Hi, what's your name?
Julie.
Julie, why are you here?
I want to be on the show.
You want to be the next American Idol?
I want to be the next American Idol.
All right, Julie, what will you be singing for us today?
Magic Bracelet song.
Magic Bracelet song. Right, off you go.
I have a magic bracelet, and Colette thinks it opens the door, but it's not really.
Simon.
What I thought was, you know what I was listening to now?
What?
I was listening to a serious singer who tackled a song that was way above her head. I'm terribly sorry, Julie. It's a no. Off you go.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Say hello to Dave Howard.
Bye-bye
now. Yes,
she's not
Bob.
Going to Hollywood?
She's not. No one is going to Hollywood. I was going to let the portly gentleman through, but unfortunately he backtalked me with a very snappy and sniffy attitude.
He was sassy.
All right, it's time for commercials. We will be right back and play this stupid game, Low Budget Jeopardy.
We have one. We have a call. I'm sorry, Joe. Were you saying something?
Yes, Joe.
We have a champion. We need a challenger.
Oh?
So please call now.
How does that work?
How does what work?
How does the process work? Explain it to me.
Well, there are parameters. I believe we've discussed this in the past.
Now, what happens when they call in? Do they instantly play the game?
No, they have to answer a series of grueling questions.
Why would that be?
Well, we don't want just anyone on
no,
the show.
No, it's supposed to make people laugh. It's supposed to be funny. Why do they have to answer any questions?
It's like an audition process like what you do, except instead of facing you, they face John Norman.
And you want them to call right now?
Yes, 1-877-365-3636.
You have one person that's already playing and another person's going to try.
Yeah, we already sort of have like our Kelly Underwood.
But you bill it all as
Carrie Underwood.
Silly fun, is that what you say?
Yes, and they win prizes.
I don't think it's fun at all. I think it's appalling, and I think I want to go strain.
What do you as fun?
Straining at stool.
Goodbye, we'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.